Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into the show on this Friday morning. Morning drive. Ryan Porth in for Braden Gall this morning. He is out sick. We hope he starts feeling better. Alongside former NFL receiver of the Titans and the Ravens, Derek Mason. This is Morning Drive. Joined now by Josh Ward of WNML in Knoxville. Josh, big news yesterday on the Hill. Trey Smith returning for his senior season. Were you surprised by that news yesterday?
I was a little surprised. If you had asked me a week ago then if this would happen, then my answer today would be of greater surprise. But there were some rumblings over the last few days that, hey, Trey is really considering staying at Tennessee, and obviously that's what he announced. It's massive news for Tennessee, so it elevates the excitement level. And I think a lot of Tennessee fans had spent most of the season expecting that this was the final year they would see Trey Smith play for Tennessee. And at one point, Trey probably thought that this would be his final season. But based on what the NFL Draft Advisory Committee told him, and I think conversations with medical staff members, I think all of that added up to Trey deciding, you know what, why don't I take another shot of a year in college, prove what I can do, improve my draft stock, and show NFL teams that they should take me in the first round, maybe high in the first round next year. So Trey has decided to kind of bet on himself getting better and improving in a number of areas when he's already a really good player. So it's really good for Tennessee, and it could potentially work out to be a really good move for Trey Smith.
Absolutely. It could be a really good move for him, as well as, you know, the offensive line, which Jeremy Pruitt has been trying to, you know, piece together since he's gotten there. He got 2 5-star guys last year that were freshmen, and now they're going to be sophomores. And to add Trey Smith back to the fold, Brandon McKinney, hopefully he comes back, and then they get the transfer, Chad Mays out of Georgia. This should be, and tell me if you see it this way too, Josh, this should be the best offensive line and the deepest offensive line this team has had in some years.
No doubt. You go back to that line in 2012-13 where they had Juwan James and Zach Fulton, Tiny Richardson, James Stone. It was a group that was really good and had several guys that are still in the NFL and have been for the last few years. That was a really good group. This is a group that potentially could get to that level and be even better. And it's also so important to get Trey Smith back, not just because he's a really good player, and he will be next season, will be a better player next season. He helps guys like Wanya Morris and Darnell Wright, K'Ron Calvert, Brandon Kennedy there in the interior. To have that base on the inside of the offensive line, it can kind of take some pressure off guys who were still expecting to be really good, because Wanya needs to get a lot better, and he knows that. Jeremy Pruitt has talked about that. They have to improve, but they have a better chance to do that with Trey Smith continuing to set the tone on the offensive line and being able to spend more time in the offseason working with those guys, because he didn't get to do that this past offseason. So a full offseason of training and practicing this year compared to less time a year ago. Darnell came in the summer, remember, so he will go through his first full offseason with Tennessee. It just gives Tennessee's offensive line a chance to get to an even higher level. And then if Cade Mays is granted a waiver and he is able to play right away for Tennessee, well, we're talking about one of the best offensive lines in the SEC, because all of a sudden you have a really experienced guy who has proven that he can play at a high level at Georgia at a number of positions. He could play tackle, he could play guard, so the versatility helps as well.
Yeah, it does. And then I think it helps the quarterback, because you're losing guys, skill guys at the receiver position, and now you all of a sudden you were this veteran team at that position, at the wide receiver position, and now you become a young team. And with having that offensive line hopefully solidified, it takes a lot of pressure off whoever the quarterback is going to be to try to get the ball down the field. Now they can run the ball as opposed to trying to throw it.
Yeah, I think you should expect more chemistry in a number of areas. A guy like Eric Gray coming back for a sophomore season, there should be more confidence. He should be better in pass protection, which was a concern as the season has gone along. And by the way, Eric Gray probably enjoyed the announcement yesterday that Trey Smith is back and that Cade Mays is joining the team. Again, there's the question right now, will he be eligible to play? So that's an unknown. But you'll have the quarterback competition, and we don't know who the starter will be right now. I would handicap Jarrett Garantano as the favorite to be the starter, but I'm saying that now in January. There's a spring and summer to still go, plus fall camp. So that can obviously change. But Tennessee's quarterback position should be better next fall, right? Mm-hmm. And the offensive line, its ability to protect, its ability to run block at a higher level should help a number of areas in the offense, which is important because replacing Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway, Donwood Anderson as well, is not going to be a small task. They have pieces to help do that, and Josh Palmer on the outside is a nice starting point, but getting stronger in the other areas will help with the losses of a couple of really key pieces.
Josh Ward of WNML in Knoxville with us here on Morning Drive. Josh, how does kind of the 1-2 punch of Cade Mays transferring to Knoxville and Trey Smith coming back to Knoxville kind of change your outlook of the 2020 season for the Vols?
Well, without those guys, I think the offensive line, while we still could have talked about potential with a number of players, how they could play, I think we would have gone into next season with the offensive line being one of the big question marks because we would have been asking, well, how much better is Wanya Morris going to be? How much better will Darnell Wright and Calvert and Jerome Carvin be? And are they going to have enough depth? Is Jackson Lampley ready? Is Chris Ocparogano ready? Those would be big questions. Now we talk about guys that you know can be the leaders of the offensive line. And having Brandon Kennedy back, a senior, a six-year guy there at center, that you get back to the connection with the quarterback. You have that as well. That all of a sudden makes the offensive line a strength. And the defensive line, I think, can be one of Tennessee's strengths heading into the season when that has been one of the biggest question marks entering the last couple of seasons for Tennessee. It's a line of scrimmage league. So I could put it as simply as if you feel really good about what you have along the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, you feel a lot better about your chance to compete in the SEC. Now, do you have enough depth and enough overall talent to go beat teams like Florida, Georgia, Alabama, because you have to play them every year? Let's find out. Early on in the season, Tennessee plays at Oklahoma and Florida at home. So in the month of September, we should get a really good idea if Tennessee has taken a big step from winning games at the end of the season against some lesser competition to now being ready to go compete against the best teams in the SEC, because Tennessee will go into 2020 talking about trying to win the SEC East for the first time since 2007, and they'll get a chance early on to show if they have a really good shot.
Yeah, they do, Josh. Now, we talked to you right after the bowl game where Tennessee beat Indiana at the last, you know, in the fourth quarter. They came back and won that game. What has been since then, and since we've talked to you, what has been the feeling of this program after that win? Is the fans still on the high, or have they moved on to college basketball, even women's basketball? They're doing really good. I think they're ranked 25th in the country right now. Or are people still stuck on football and just can't wait to get more of what's going on?
Yeah, fans are eating up football right now. They're riding the wave. And, you know, it's funny, this week getting Trey Smith back and adding Cade Mays, I bet a lot of Tennessee fans, heck, Jeremy Pruitt might have traded a win in the bowl game to get those guys for the 2020 team. It turns out they didn't have to make that trade. They got the win in the bowl game. You add Cade Mays to the roster. Trey Smith comes back. A receiver, Velus Jones, who at least adds some depth and can help in special teams, he announces that he's transferring to Tennessee as a grad transfer. A lot of things just are going in a positive way. Tennessee did lose running backs coach David Johnson to Florida State, which was a disappointment. But Tennessee has money and is an attractive spot right now, so it can go out and hire a good coach to replace him. Fans right now are all in, and this, again, is added to the difference in the conversation we had back in September and October when the mood was not great among Tennessee fans. It's in a much better place right now.
Josh Ward of WNML in Knoxville every Friday at 6:30 here on Morning Drive. Josh, thank you so much for joining us today.
You got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Josh Ward, WNML in Knoxville. Big news yesterday, mm-hmm. Trey Smith going back to Tennessee and Cade Mays transferring there from Georgia, I think is really going to provide a shot in the arm for that offense
in 2020. So. I really do think so. I think they go from being, a team that was sort of on the outside looking in, was going to be good, to one of the favorites in the East. Now, will they? Do they have enough to beat Florida and Georgia? We don't know. But at least they have, you know, they're starting off in the right direction with getting Trey back, getting Chad Mays, some other guys that are another year in that program. I think they are taking steps forward to getting this team back on track, this program back on track.
I would be interested to see if a really good quarterback in college football enters the transfer portal. If that now becomes a more attractive place for a quarterback wanting out of a current situation that he's in, saying, look, this is a great offensive line, a great collection of running backs for the Vols. Yeah, you're going to have some new receivers, but could be an opportunity to win eight or nine games.
Yeah, it could be. So, you know, I'm pretty sure Jeremy Pruitt is keeping his door wide open to situations like that, in particular the quarterback situation.
Coming up next, we'll get back to the Titans and Ravens, but first, Mike Leach in the SEC. Derek and I and everybody else who loves college football in the SEC are really excited about that. We'll touch on that coming up next. He's Derek Mason. I'm Ryan Porth. You're listening to Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.